Mountain View County. County Council has been updated on the recent activities of seven committees of council. The reviews came during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting, held in person and on Zoom. The committees are the Agricultural Service Board, ASB, the Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, the Sundry Library Board, the Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, Cremona and District Recreational and Culture Board, the Aviation Advisory Committee, and the Strings and Keys Music Education Fund Committee. Each provided a report to council as required. Made up of county councillors and appointed public members, the ASB advises the county and province on agriculture-related issues and concerns. Over the past year, the ASB was updated on the activities of many partnering organizations, including Alberta Farm Animal Care, Farm Safety Center, Cows and Fish, Alberta Conservation Association, ALUS, Alberta Agriculture, Forestry and Rural Economic Development. One of the presentations spurred a June tour to see a demonstration site of beaver coexistence tools, which include a pond leveler to assist in regulating water levels and a culvert exclusion fence to protect road infrastructure, ASB Chair Brian Roger said in his report. The ASB was also involved in the ongoing work of the ALUS and REAP ecological protection programs, he noted. While many of the ASB meetings focus on the various ALUS and REAP project approvals, there has also been quite a bit of discussion on supporting first responders to livestock emergencies. The ASB also held a special meeting to review and amend the strategic plan. The MPC is the county's development approving authority, and also made up of councillors and appointed members of the public. MPC meeting for 2022 operated smoothly for the most part, Gerald Ingeveld said in his report. The agendas were not unreasonably long and planning always provides very good information. The return to in-person meeting was welcomed by all members. There are no areas of concern or challenge for us. Our members have commented that the work done in AASDA, Administrative Subdivision and Development Approving Authority, was appreciated and appropriate for planning decision in this county. The Sundry Library Board report was submitted by member Linda Lister. She said the committee has been very effective in accomplishing its established goals. We have a very strong and talented group of individuals that take their responsibilities seriously, and as a result, the library board functions with great success. There are no committee structure changes or terms of reference amendments that council should consider at this time. Noteworthy activities at the library in the past year include various summer programs for patrons of all ages, the music and movement program for ages 0 to 5, and the teen takeover games nights where teens take over the library after hours for a night of games, food and fun. The Subdivision and Development Appeal Board is also made up of county councillors and members of the public. Chair Alana Gibson said, "This year was successful in terms of the board's ability to meet, participate and work collectively. I think reviewing the outcomes of the appeals and seeing the varying outcomes is interesting and a good example to somewhat evaluate the effectiveness and abilities of the appeal board. The board heard 7 appeals during the reporting period, with 3 appeals upheld, 3 denied and 1 withdrawn by the applicant." The Strings and Keys report was presented by committee member Jamie Sire on behalf of the committee, which also includes Lori Sire and County Councillor Gord Krebs. 10 applications for funding were received during the reporting period. Total disbursements were $4,700 to 5 recipients. The uncertainties caused by the pandemic have begun to ease somewhat, with a return to in-person music festivals, exams and lessons, he said. We are hopeful that music teaching and live performing starts to recover. More young musicians in the county will take advantage of support from the Strings and Keys Music Education Fund. In her report, Jen Gunderson, with the Cremona and District Recreational and Culture Board, said, "In part, this year we were not able to fund all applications, but we were able to allocate funds in such a way that I believe we meet the needs for a growing community. We also left enough of a reserve to provide emergency funding if needed." The Aviation Advisory Committee made a verbal presentation to council, with member Glenn Bradley saying the county-owned Sundry and Olds Didsbury airports remain valuable assets in the municipality. Council accepted the reports as information.